State rep. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, January the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yes, the special state committee meeting is still going on Saturday, this Saturday, the 13th at 10 o'clock in Houghton Lake. Again, if you'd like the information, the email, all the attachments, the agenda, the proxy forms, all that, the information, just text me MRP with your email address. And I will get to it after the show. I got too many requests to be able to do it during the breaks, so I'm going to do it right after I get off the air at 12 noon today. This is Thursday. If you're hearing this tomorrow morning, Friday. Well, during a Fox News town hall meeting, former President Donald Trump on Wednesday, yesterday, suggested he knows who he's going to pick as his vice president should he win the Republican GOP nomination. Trump attended a Fox News town hall in Iowa where anchor Martha McCallum asked him who would be in contention to join him on the Republican ticket as his vice president. Well, I can't tell you that really. I mean, I know who it's going to be, Trump said, but I'm not going to disclose it at this time. When asked if he'd be willing to consider any of the people who are currently running against him, Trump indicated that he would. I've already started to like Chris Christie even better, Trump quipped laughingly, referencing that former New Jersey governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race earlier in the day while criticizing fellow candidate Nikki Haley in the process. Well, it's kind of interesting because NBC News immediately reported that Trump campaign advisor clarified that nothing is finalized in terms of his vice presidential pick. Right now, Trump is the dominant front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, maintaining a comfortable lead in national and state level polling dating all the way back to November of 2022 when he announced his candidacy. Polling right now by the Hill Decision Desk headquarters shows Trump leading GOP rivals by 53 percentage points in national surveys, 36 points in Iowa, and even 11 points in New Hampshire. But Trump has largely been mum about who he might choose as a running mate, though he has named South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as an option he'd consider. There's two women that I think Donald Trump should take a serious look at. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, and Carrie Lake, the one who basically won the election to be governor of Arizona, but she has a large lead in the polls right now for U.S. Senate. She's running to replace Sinema, the senator from Arizona right now, and there's another gentleman, I believe a Democrat, running. They're splitting the vote, and Carrie Lake is winning, leading in those polls. So maybe Trump's idea is, well, let's let Carrie Lake get elected to the U.S. Senate, which would be a good thing. and I'm going to pick a current governor from South Dakota that can bring a lot of women vote to our side. Women like voting for women? Well, Donald Trump would probably be pretty smart to pick a woman to be his vice president. With Kamala Harris currently sitting as vice president under Biden, the first woman vice president wouldn't happen, but guess what? Donald Trump can only serve 4 years as president. His pick for vice president could historically be the first Republican president woman in the next election of 2028. So his choice is going to be very, very crucial and important, not only to this year's election, but potentially the first woman president of the United States in 2028. So kind of an interesting story there. Another story I wanted to get to, and this is kind of interesting, and we talked about the redistricting commission has been ordered to redraw their maps by February 2nd. Well, Governor Whitmer says there's going to be absolutely no power sharing in the House. Current Speaker Joe Tate has said the same thing. But when it comes time for them to gavel in, which actually took place yesterday, they gaveled in with the 54-54 split. Well, the Republican Minority Leader Matt Hall suggested that they share power between himself and Joe Tate until the special elections are held. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was very confident in answering the question, do you think they should share power? Governor Gretchen Whitmer said no. And here's why, she added. During a AARP press conference held outside the Lansing event, she said that the legislature has to exempt pension and other retirement income from state income taxes, of course, catering to the seniors at the AARP event. But she went on to say, Whitmer said because legislative majorities were elected in both chambers, the loss of two House members doesn't yet qualify for shared power. This is not shared power, Whitmer said. I've worked in a legislature during shared power. This is a situation where the people of Michigan elected Democrat majorities in both the House and the Senate. Two legislators ran, and now they're serving as mayors of their hometowns. Until they're replaced, we're not sharing anything, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Of course, she was referring back in 1993, the last time the House shared power. Whitmer was working as a staffer for then co-speaker and Democrat Curtis Hertel, the father of the current congressional candidate. The co-speaker arrangement was decided upon, agreed to, after the election resulted in a 55-55 House split. Whitmer said, without fully seating the House, 54-54 doesn't change anything about the House rules. She was, of course, referring specifically to House Rule number 77, which covers an equally divided House. What does that rule say? Quote, if at any time during the 102nd legislature, there are 55 members duly elected and serving as Democrats, and evidenced by the party he or she represents, in a general or special election, and 55 members duly elected serving as Republicans, as evidenced by the party, via a general or special election, then the House of Representatives shall proceed with the election of a speaker and other officers provided for in Rule 1 with at least 56 yes votes. She said, since the rule says 55-55, we're not there. Currently, we are 54-54. See, again, proving that she is an attorney. She can read and says it's clearly defined under Rule 77. Well, the Republican Hall responded and said, it sounds like the governor is in denial. I know what it feels like to come back to Lansing after losing the House majority. So I can relate to where the Democrats are coming from right now. I would just like to say, it sounds like Governor Whitmer is in denial. Here's the fact. When it's 54-54, it's tied. Which means, whether it's formal or informal, we have to have an agreement to move forward. The precedent for when the body is tied is to have co-speakers, regardless of the exact numbers. He's actually technically correct from a historical standpoint. Anytime there's been a tie, regardless of the numbers, they've shared power. But Whitmer's hanging her hat on the fact that Rule 77 says specifically 55 Democrats to 55 Republicans. We don't have that, so we're not sharing the power. So, here's the other issue. They don't have a majority. They won't have the majority until the special elections in Warren and Westland. So what are they going to do? Just sit around and twiddle their thumbs? Or maybe they're going to start working on the budget. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of hour number two. Again, I want to remind you about the upcoming class. We are just 9 days away from the deadline to register to get your books, materials ordered and shipped to us, ready for the Saturday, February 3rd class. Mackinac County Republican Party hosting us up at Little Bear Arena. All the information's on the website, acconservatives.org. Just text me class. I'll send you the flyer and a link to the website. All you do is read the post, follow the instructions, donate $49 for your books, your guide, and your state constitution. And we will have the class. Doors will open at 9:30, Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace. Class will start at 10. We're going to go to about 11:30, 11:45, take about a 15, 20-minute break, and then we will wrap it up and be done by 1:30. This is a crash course in Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Since all of you are running for precinct delegate this year, I'll tell you when the deadline is to file your affidavits of identity. You're going to be on the ballot and elected as a precinct delegate. You're going to join your local county party, and you're going to be part of the plan this year. Some of you may be running for county commissioner, school board members, county sheriffs, clerks, prosecutors. We collectively as a radio family are going to get elected. And we are going to change local government here in Northern Michigan. We are going to make headlines. I'm talking to the Patriots over in Marquette County. Guess what? They're going to flip their board of commissioners and their county sheriff in Marquette County. Yes, been run for a long time by the Democrats. Well, guess what? Conservative patriots are going to defeat them. Folks, this is happening all over the state at the county level. Monday night, I'm going to be speaking at the Sheboygan County Republican Party's meeting. Next Thursday, the 18th, I'm going to be speaking at the Presque Hill County Republicans. they're meeting in Rogers City at the Lighthouse Restaurant. I'm going to be sharing with you guys the plan that Vicki and I drove through a snowstorm to get down to Grand Rapids and saw the rollout of the plan by Tammy Clark, the vice president of Stand Up Michigan. This is exciting. This is absolutely going to change the election results here in our state this year. Not going to rely on the Michigan Republican Party in any way, shape, or form. Outside organizations, many with thousands of donors on their donor list, wanting to spend money in Michigan with our county parties to help get our candidates elected in November. Each county is going to be responsible for a vetting committee and selecting candidates on their ballot in their county that they want to get elected as Republicans. The Republican county parties are going to do this. This information will be submitted to Stand Up Michigan from all 83 counties. They then will send that information as to who the county wants elected in their county, and the funds will be appropriated to make that happen. This is a fantastic plan. I want to thank Tammy Clark and Ron Armstrong of Stand Up Michigan for leading this effort. They've been working on this, folks, for over a year. They've been attending meetings across the country. They've been talking to Heritage Foundations, Americans for Prosperity. They've been talking to Charlie Kirk. They've been talking to a ton of people. And we're going to explain it to you. I volunteered to go and convey the message to the county parties here in Northern Michigan. So if you're hearing this and you are part of an executive committee for a local county party, text me, get a hold of me after the show, 12 noon, 231-360-5140. Let me know when your meeting's going to be, and I'll be there. Absolutely, we will get this information out. You guys need to act, and you need to act quickly. You need to vet the candidates and tell Stand Up Michigan who you're supporting. They want to get the ball rolling now. So, very excited about this plan, and will spend my time and gas to go to these meetings and to explain the plan to you guys. Tammy Clark did a great job of laying it out, and she's asked me to courier the message. I told you this was going to be the plan. This was going to be it. And we're going to get it done this year. John Jubilee, Energized Health from California, Orange County, California. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR.